Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. My name is Denise Eckert, and I'm from the Relaxation Lounge, and I love coming on here and sharing different ideas and techniques to lower the stress in your life. Because you know what? Stress is just not good for us. And today I have a mindset expert, Sandy D. Stadler. And she's the creator of Elevate the Leader in You, and she helps ambitious women develop a bulletproof mindset to achieve success in all areas of their lives with confidence and ease. So welcome, Sandy.
Hi, Denise.
Now, what inspired you to do this type of work?
Oh, that's a great question. And obviously, it has to do with me, and I was how I was a few years ago. So it is kind of, I've walked my journey and I decided, okay, because I have a great coach that really helped me unlock my mindset and I achieved extraordinary results. I was like, yeah, I want to do this. I want to help other women achieving these amazing results. Because from my experience, there are two main things that usually stop women. Mindset. Or not know how to. But the skill to not know how to is easy to deal with. The mindset is where the challenge really lays.
Now, for someone that is just starting a personal journey, I find that there's a lot of buzzwords out there in the field today. There's mindset, there's self-care. Can you explain exactly what mindset is?
Yes. So basically, mindset is what we think about ourselves and our abilities. It is our patterns of thinking. And it is not something we develop overnight. It is something we usually start developing by the early age of when we are children. So by the age of 7, we usually already have a very well-formed mindset on our perception of the world. And so these patterns of thinking, the beliefs we carry with us, they shape the way we see the world. And that's our mindset.
Now, can you give us an example?
Of
a mindset. Yeah, a mindset that we have possibly created at such a young age that carries forth into our adult age and holds us back.
Well, a great example that I see recurring over and over again, it is our money mindset, which usually is passed to by our parents. We inherit them like it is ours. We never question, and we bring it to our adult life like it is our own beliefs. But when we really start exploring our stories about money, we realized that it was a learned pattern of thinking and behavior that we learned from our caregivers or the adults, the authority in our lives when we were children.
I can relate to that because I know my mom used to say, money doesn't grow on trees. And the minute I always had money, I'd like to spend it because I always save up for certain things and I'd run out and buy what I wanted. Another thing she used to say to me was like, well, money burns a hole in your pocket. And, you know, like even to this day, money burns a hole in my pocket.
Yeah, and that it is the challenge because there is something in science that's called confirmation bias, which basically means when we make a decision about anything, whatever it is, our brain will start finding evidence that we are right. And the analogy I like to use for people to understand is, for example, when we decide to buy a new car, suddenly we start seeing this car everywhere the same color? And is it because there are more cars of exactly the same as we want to buy in market? No, it's because our focus has changed. And that is part of the mindset. It's our beliefs, what we believe it is true. We will find more evidence of that.
Now, how does mindset affect our stress levels?
Mindset is the cause of our stress. So I'd like to take maybe a step back, because I do believe that our results, our success is 80% mindset. It is 80% mindset and 20% execution, because we need to take action to make it happen. So it all starts with our thoughts. Every time we have a thought, we send neurochemicals to our body to create a matching emotion. So when we have happy thoughts, we usually feel happy, joy. But then when we have negative or less happy thoughts, we start feeling the anxiety, the frustration, the stress. And then our emotions will trigger a behavior, which can be an action or inaction, like procrastination or not doing anything. And obviously our behavior gets us the results we have. And then our results reinforce our thoughts. And this is a cycle. And the way to break this cycle is to look at the root cause, which is our thoughts. And that's where the challenge really starts, because we have thousands, over 60,000 of thoughts a day. And 80% of those thoughts are probably negative bias, because our mind is wired for self-preservation. So we'll tend to have a negative bias of thoughts. And we are not aware of the most part of them. They happen in our subconscious mind, which is responsible for about 95% of our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. And we are kind of an autopilot. And we don't realize they are there until we make the conscious effort to start noticing and paying attention to these thoughts.
Now, how do you become more in tune with your thoughts?
Okay, so that's a great question. Usually I say that a great clue, because obviously thousands of thoughts, is to pay attention to our emotions. So our emotions will give you a good indication of what's happening here. So if you are feeling strong emotions, be it, for example, anxiety, something that's very familiar to me, I stop and ask myself, what stories am I telling myself? Because if I'm feeling these emotions, something is happening here, even if I'm not aware. So I stop and start pay attention to what thoughts are creating this emotion. And that is the first step to change mindset. You need to know it is happening so you can do something to change it. So the first step is to really start paying attention to these thoughts that more often than not happen in the background.
Now, can you give us a practical example?
For example, I'm obviously thinking about my own situation. Something that really gives me a little bit of anxiety is this, being on video.
Okay.
And sometimes I go through my to-do list and the video is there. I have to do video recordings or anything related to it, and I feel the anxiety. But because I'm busy, I have this anxiety, and then I stop. Okay, what's happening here? And when I pay attention, it is all related to creating videos. So then I bring myself to the situation and I'm like, okay, so why am I freaking out? Do I have a valid reason for freaking out? I'm freaking out for something that's in the future. I'm worrying about something didn't happen. And when we start paying attention to our thoughts, we realize that we spend our life ruminating in the past or worrying about the future. We barely are present. in our lives.
Now, are there any practices to bring you back to the present?
Well, mindfulness, I'm sure that you and your audience are very familiar with it. Something I've struggled a lot for a long time, which is meditation, because my monkey mind was like, oh, I need to stop thinking. And now I'm thinking about stop thinking. And I know that that's not actually the process, but when I've started, it was really difficult for me. So definitely what really works for me and for the clients I work with is to bring you back into your body. So do something with your body. It usually quiets what's happening here. So I like meditation. I like to go for a walk, to do movement with my body. It really helps me detach from what's happening here.
I understand that you have a free mindset assessment. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so the mindset is not mine. It is a positive intelligent mindset. I'm not sure if you are familiar with Shazard Shamain.
No.
He's the creator of positive intelligence. And I really love his framework because it's based on neuroscience and psychology. And I'm a science person. I like facts, evidence. So it really resonates with me. And the way he did it is he created 9 main saboteurs. And so these patterns of thinking that we have, specific patterns, he labeled them as saboteurs. And obviously each of them belongs to a category, and being perfectionist that he calls stickler, or people pleasing, or hyperachieving, victim, there are 9, with judge being the main one, which is universal to everyone. So we all have a judge inside us, and we judge comes up in 3 areas. When we judge ourselves, we judge others, or we judge the circumstances. And when that happens, we usually bring the rest of the saboteurs to the party. So this is a framework by Positive Intelligence. I've done the training, and I really like it because it takes about 10 minutes to do the assessment, and you get a report, a full report about each of your saboteurs and the feelings, the behaviors, the thoughts associated to each of them, and the possible origin. Why do you have them? And I can give you an example of my stickler, which used to be the top one for a long time for me. My stickler was a result of having a very critical parent. So my dad was a very super strict critical. So I developed this saboteur, which is a defense mechanism that we develop to prevent criticism. So in my head was, if everything is perfect, I will not be criticized by my parents. And that's how we create these saboteurs. And usually in childhood, based on the environment around us, our parents, we create these defense mechanisms to protect us from real or imagined threats. And when we are children, things, emotions are big. The perception we have of the world is very different from our perception currently. The challenge is that our saboteurs do not change. The perception of the saboteurs doesn't change. And we bring them into our adult life without even realizing. So this, I have no affiliation with this program. I just use it as part of my coaching because I find it being a very accurate and helpful tool. As I use it as a self-awareness tool for my clients and myself.
Sounds interesting. And it's funny how they could put things into categories in a sense, which is
interesting. It is, which is based on the reason you created. And obviously, if you are trying to gain something, or what is the motivation to have it, there is different factors. And then they categorize into these boxes, although I don't like boxes. And other thing is, it happens a lot when people are like, oh, I don't, this does not resonate with me. And it's okay, not everything is going to resonate 100%, but it's more like for you to be aware what does. Because when then you are listening to the stories you tell yourself, it is easier for you to understand. And I'm a great believer when people understand how our brain operates, it's so much easier to actually change it.
I've always said awareness is key. And once you start creating that awareness, then you can start taking a look at what's creating, you know, issues in your life, especially stress. And that's when you can step back and make the changes in your life. We're going to wrap this up. So what are your words of wisdom that you can share with the audience today to help them with their mindset and reduce the stress in their lives?
So definitely a framework that I use that is very easy to implement is awareness. Write those thoughts down, because I believe that these saboteurs are like toddlers. When we don't pay them attention, they become louder. So write those thoughts down and pay attention to what's happening, and then reframe them. And it's all about what we talk, the confirmation bias. And it's not about denying your thought. It's about finding a more helpful, positive thought that's also true for you. And a great way of doing this is thinking about, okay, I have this thought, which is maybe I'm not good enough in video. If you are unable to reframe it, imagine that your best friend just confided to you that they are having this thought. What would you tell them? And you probably will tell, okay, with the knowledge and experience you have, you are doing a great job. And that reframe makes a huge shift for us. So now we are changing our focus. And the third step is about repetition, because that's how we actually change how our brain is wired. Repeating, repeating, repeating.
I love that. Yeah, I love the reframing. That's amazing, because a lot of times, as you said, we have so many thoughts in our heads and we turn it around as if we were someone else talking to ourselves, which is important, because a lot of times when we talk to ourselves, it's not so nice. But if we wouldn't talk to someone that we care about or a friend of ours the way we sometimes talk to ourselves. So I find that very powerful. Would visualization help us in recreating or reframing our thoughts?
Yes. 100%.
And how would we do that?
So when we are visualizing something, our brain does not know the difference between what we are actually experiencing physically or imagining. And there is a lot of research and studies that done on this. So imagine that you go through a situation and you are not happy with the outcome or how it turned out. Instead of ruminating on that and less time and creating more stress, you actually can use visualization, which is go to the place, to the set, that situation, and in your head, rehearse in a way that you would have loved to happen. And that way you are creating new neural pathways in your brain. You are already retraining your brain to behave in a different way, in a new way of being, without physically experiencing it.
I love that. I love that rehearsing, because I do that a lot, you know? And yeah, rehearsing is very powerful.
It is.
Well, thank you so much, Sandy. And anybody listening, I will be putting Sandy's information wherever you're listening or watching this. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out and ask her questions. So thank you so much, Sandy, for your time today. Great information.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you. Now, leaving you with a gentle reminder to slow down and enjoy your life. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.